It's time for Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and Miss Tell It Like It Is, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Bar Nguyen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Good Health Radio. Our first Chew on Topic comes from Fox News. Soy sauce overdose sends man into coma. A 19-year-old man who drank a quart of soy sauce went into a coma and nearly died from excess salt in his body. Consumption of too much salt caused his brain to lose water and bleed. The doctors pumped 1.5 gallons of sugar water into his body, and he woke up from the coma 3 days later. Now, everybody knows how bad excessive salt is for the heart, but this offers new bitter awareness of even more dangers of overdosing on salt. Kim, what's your opinion on this man that is so sorry for what he did?
You know, yeah, I'm so sorry to laugh. Your joke was
soy great. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, you gotta feel so bad for this person. I can't imagine wanting to drink that much soy sauce, but it does bring to light, you know, how detrimental excess salt can be in your diet. And I think women especially know this, that monthly time when you're feeling not so lovely and great, and you know they say to really cut back on the sodium because it really increases your body's tendency to bloat, which is one of the fun things that we see from excess salt.
One of the fun things, right? You know, it's interesting because consuming excess salt was a traditional method of committing suicide in ancient China. So this is not really new news. Now we have excess salt to enhance the flavoring of our food, which is slowly killing many of us anyway.
It is
just not right away.
We want to thank our food industry for this, for putting so much salt and preservatives and, you know, trying to up the flavor of the prepackaged foods and, you know, trying to get us to buy more soft drinks to drink because we're so thirsty and, you know, getting addicted to the flavor of these, you know, prepackaged foods. It's horrible.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. I read another article that kind of followed this. American Heart Association says in the U.S., eating too much salt plays a role in 2.3 million deaths from heart attacks, strokes, and other diseases. And interesting, the salt shaker contributes to only 6% of the salt in our diet. And you mentioned the big evil salt monster, not from Star Trek, but it's processed foods. Sometimes, Kim, it's the second ingredient on the box.
Right, and we all know the first four ingredients are so important. So if you see it that you want to really take notice. And we're supposed to only be getting, what is it, about 1,500 milligrams of sodium per day.
Right.
So if you really start to keep track of all that, you'd be surprised how quickly you can reach 1,500.
Well, and people don't realize, you know, that's the most you want to have is a teaspoon per day if you're healthy. And if you fall into the high-risk group of hypertension or heart disease, you don't want to go over half a teaspoon per day. So, Kim, that's what you can get in one of your little boxed TV dinners that you find at the grocery store.
Right.
Just that
and a
alone.
Lot of people, right, they rely on these, and they feed their kids these. And kids are starting with these prepackaged foods and all of these desserts and treats and microwavable dinners, and they're getting this overload from such a young age, too.
Yeah, you know what got me, Kim, is I was at a restaurant the other day, and a lady was pouring salt on her meal before she tasted it. She just started getting that shaker and shaking it. And my view is this, Kim, salt covers up the taste of lousy food. So, folks, if you're pouring salt on your food, maybe it's time to find healthier, better-tasting food choices.
That's it. That's exactly right. And that, you know, and then that leads you into, you know, what are you going to do when you don't want to use too much salt? You know, people think that's the only thing they can use to cook with, but there's so many other things, and this is how in my cookbooks I tell people, you know, rely on herbs and spices and seasonings. And there's, I mean, especially now we're in the summer, we've got so many great things we can use. We don't need to be, you know, flavoring things with excess salt.
No, you know, I like to use thyme, oregano, and garlic powder. Those are my three biggies. And, boy, it just enhances the flavor of the food, and you don't have to worry about that sodium content. You know,
exactly. Well, even pepper is another good alternative. Lemon juice is really good. They say that it's a really great salt alternative, and I've used it so many times, and people they always look at me like I'm, you know, from some strange place. I'm like, no, just really try it. Give it a chance. And they are very surprised at how good it tastes. And
what about baking? What about baking? Can you use, somebody told me you can use vinegar in your cakes and baked goods as a great salt alternative.
Definitely, and especially in vegan baking, the wonderful thing is that I usually mix almond milk with vinegar, It does this wonderful thing to help things rise, and it cuts the amount of salt that you have to use in the recipe anyway. So you're right. It's perfect. It's a great substitute.
See, and there's substitute. You know, I get asked a lot of what about sea salt, and I will tell you that table salt is heavily processed, so it has less minerals, and it contains an additive to prevent clumping. But other than that, sea salt and table salt contain the same amount of sodium, so use both in moderation. People see the word sea, and they port, thinking it's healthy. Still too much salt.
That's exactly right. And people always ask me the difference, too, and they think that because they're getting sea salt, it gives them free rein to sort of go for it, but you still have to watch that as well.
Exactly. Some of the basic symptoms of salt overdose for those out there that may be not aware that you're having too much sodium is headaches, allergies, abdominal pain, coughing, diarrhea, fever, and shortness of breath, and of course the all too familiar heart disease and high blood pressure risks. If any of those describe you, hey, you could be consuming too much salt in your diet, and it brings a new light there. Let's hit this second topic. We might have a good some time for the second one. It's interesting. Health Day News writes, pent-up stress causes harmful health issues in middle-aged women. Researchers found that 20% of middle-aged women who experience constant or frequent stress during the previous 5 years will have chronic aches and pains in their muscles and joints. 28% reported headaches and gastrointestinal problems. Now, Kim, in 20 years, you're going to be considered a middle-aged woman. So what stress steps are you taking now to avoid these middle-aged statistics?
I know this was such a shock. To be honest, I was shocked. I really, really was surprised. I know that women tend to really take on a lot, and especially with children and having a job and a career, and it can really get stressful. I didn't realize that they say women after the age of 35 are less able to rebound physically from stress the way they used to. So it's so important now for women to realize that stress is a serious problem. It isn't just something you can joke about, but it has some really bad effects on you. So.
Right.
I think it's important to really, find some tools to help you, and it can be, getting more organized with your life, setting some limits in your life, learning how to, exercise if you don't. But, I think that's such a great thing is if you continue or start an exercise program, whether it's walking or yoga or, stretching or whatever it might be, it just, people swear
right.
by this, that it's really a stress reducer and getting your endorphins kicking in.
What's interesting is, we hear when we get a sunburn later down the road, it can turn into cancer. This is interesting because stress later down the road can turn into these gastrointestinal problems and headaches and muscle and joint pain. So it's something that you really need to realize that stress today will affect you even in happier times down the road. So deal with it. There's two types of stress, emotional, physical. Females tend to have more emotional stress. And one of the anti-stress remedies I recommend, and I live by, Kim, is if you can't change it, don't stress about it. Living by that rule alone will eliminate 80% of your stress. Think about it. Traffic jams, flight delays, car breaking down, children getting sick, missing school, employees' attitudes bothering you. You can't change these things. So don't stress about them. Focus on the things you can change, because guess what? That stress you can work to eliminate in your life.
That's such a good point. And I think that if people could live by this, especially women, that we seem to take on, so much, especially of our families. But you're right, you have to stop. And I really try to do this as well and say, okay, there's really literally nothing I can do about this. So what is there anything surrounding it that I can do?
Right.
If there isn't, then there's just, you really do have to let it go, because it really can, it will eat you up. And I know there have been times in my life I've gone through stress after stress, and I just think this is, it's a circle that you keep going in,
it's a big circle. And that concludes another great episode. Flies by, Kim. Wow. Remember, if you see a headline out there you want Kim and I to chew on, email us at chewonthis@toyourgoodhealthradio.com. And remember, our segments are podcasted, so listen again or share with others. And Kim has a brand new novel out called Skinny Bitch in Love. It's available at major bookstores and Amazon.com. Make sure you order your copy. Don't go away. We have more health topics after this short break. Stay tuned.